056 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 24X American State Trials. On about the 26th of February last, around 11 o'clock, Cousins arrived about 8 o'clock in the evening. I had no warrant for his arrest and was not present when he was arrested. We first found his name at Crestline on the Cleveland and Columbus Railroad on a register. I was in Vincennes two or three times. In pursuit, I stopped at Gould's, and Cousins was along. We found a name on a register at Gould's, which Mr. Gould told us was registered by him. I don't think it was Wuerl. At any rate, if the name was Wuerl, it was E.C. Wuerl and not E.L. Wuerl. We stayed there for about 3 or 4 days. After I arrived at Dover, I found that Wuerl was staying at the same public house where I was staying. I met him several times in the course of the afternoon. He was walking about. I don't recollect seeing him talking with any person. While there, I heard that his parents lived in Dover. Captain Cousins thought it advisable not to arrest him immediately. We had a man watching Wuerl, a constable in Dover. I went to the railroad to get a handcar, and Cousins and others went to the hotel to get Wuerl. I think the others were the deputy sheriff, the policeman from Philadelphia, and also Mr. Wheelock, who went along with them. I did not speak to Wuerl before his arrest. I don't know that Wuerl, before that, was apprised that we were all after him. Wuerl did not then say that an hour before he was arrested, he had information that we were after him. When Cousins handed the watch to me at the handcar and said it was Gordon's, Wuerl did not make any reply. In his subsequent remark, "It was Gordon's watch," he said nothing about the watch paper. When Cousins handed me the watch, he told me it was found in Wuerl's vest pocket. He said he found the saddlebags in the room. I had never seen the prisoner before, but I knew him from the descriptions we had of him. The first mark I recognized was a patch on the toe of his right boot, next by his military pantaloons. His cap also answered the description which had been given to us. Later I met him and observed his features closely. I saw he had scars on his face, which had been described to us. I went through Pittsburgh on my trip. From Vincennes, I went to Terre Haute, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, back to Indianapolis, to Terre Haute, back to Indianapolis, then back to Terre Haute, then to Vincennes, thence to Crestline, then to Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, and then to Philadelphia. Captain Cousins parted with me at Harrisburg, and he went back to Baltimore while I went to Philadelphia. I went to Elkton, then to Charleston. Then I returned to Georgetown Crossroads, a point I had passed through, then to a place called Millington, then back to Georgetown Crossroads, then to Smyrna, and then to Dover. When arrested, he had a good many rings on his fingers. We had, at several points, heard him described as a man wearing a good many rings. He had been described to us as a man having worn a very heavy beard, mustache, and all long, which is generally termed a pretty beard, black. I first got that description at Warrenton. I made corrections to spelling, grammar, and punctuation, and reorganized the text into more coherent paragraphs for better readability.